Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Last month, the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association held their annual meeting in Sleepy Eye. With that event comes the changing of the guards. To tell us about the new leadership at the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association is Lee Winkleman from Springfield. How you doing today, Lee?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing good. All right, well, just give us a rundown on the 2019 Board of Directors at the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association.
This year we elected Brandon Munsell to be president. I am vice president. Amanda Jensen is secretary. Assistant secretary is Kelly Schumacher. Treasurer is Elaine Jensen. Membership is Maria Gugisberg. Board member Mark Manderfeld. Grill chair is Sam Seidel. And the other grilling chair belongs to Jay Christensen.
All right. And your ambassadors?
Hi, we have Liz Clabundy, Maverick Winkleman, Brooke Jensen, Abby Jensen, Ethan Carlson, and Jaden Carlson.
All right. Well, what are the duties of the ambassadors with Redwood Area Cattlemen?
They are out to promote our beef industry, and they work a lot at the grilling events, and they do parades, and they are big part of the Cattlemen in the Classroom program that we are getting off the ground.
Okay, and the age spectrum on these kids, how old are they? I mean, some are in college and some are in high school yet?
They're all in high school. Liz would be like a senior, and Abby would be like a sixth grader.
Okay. What I've seen over the years that's just refreshing to me as a producer, and I look at what's coming up behind us as far as youth and who's going to be in this industry down the road, they really show a lot of potential, and I think everybody that's a producer and a consumer of our product can feel good that this whole industry is in good hands down the road.
Absolutely. These kids do a really good job.
Well, I know the annual meeting was well attended, and can you just give her a quick recap of that meeting, Lee?
Well, we started with our social hour, and we enjoyed a nice prime rib dinner catered by Marie Gervais, and we had our annual auction, and that was a success, and we nominated the Cattleman of the Year as Johnny Geltz. And we had a presentation by Ashley Coles talking about the biosecurity and the beef checkoff.
Okay, and the BQA program as well.
Correct, yep.
And when you mentioned Johnny Geltz, he's been doing this for years, where he's a local auctioneer that's been in the business for many, many years and has provided his auctioneering expertise and his Ole and Lena jokes, I might add,
yeah,
over the years. And I just thought that was really a nice gesture to afford the Cattleman of the Year to him. It was well-deserved, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. He's done a lot for the industry.
Yep. Well, Lee, I know earlier this fall you hosted a trade delegation at your family farm. And can you just tell us what all took place and where were these people from that came to your farm?
They came to see us from Japan. Beef is really, they are one of our biggest importers. And before they got to our place, they were stopped at Grant and Don Breikratz's and Brandon and Butch Kirchhoff's place to see the facilities. And when they got to ours, they looked at our facilities and our cattle. And then we had prepared a ground beef dinner for them. In Japan, there is not a lot of ground beef used at all, hardly. Hamburgers are just starting to take off.
Okay, and how well received was that to invite them into your kitchen in your home and have them, your wife prepared it, I assume, and
my wife and son prepared the meal. We had a hamburger or a tater tot hot dish and beef stroganoff for
okay.
them, and they were infatuated with the fact of the cooking. And they really enjoyed the meal.
Okay. So what kind of questions did you get? I mean, you gave them a tour of the farm, and I know you had said they were at Kirchhoff's feedlot and Breikratz's cow-calf operation. What kind of questions, anything that jumps out at you that they had a question that probably you didn't think that would be an issue or something that they wouldn't know about?
Not really. They were more like the feeding, the treatment, how long the cattle are in each stage of the production, and just how chores are done and that kind of issues they
okay.
had asked.
Well, good. And I think it's so important for people that are willing to do what you guys have done to let these people come out to our farm. And it can be not only consumers from Japan, but the United States and more locally here in the Minnesota, our area, where there's consumers that really don't know how our beef is raised. And it's really good to see producers like yourself and seeing a family operation and how much you care for the livestock and the good husbandry that's used.
I think it is very important that we do that, because there is so much on social media, the internet, that is against us, that and people don't understand. There's too many generations off the farm and they don't get a chance to see it, and then all they hear is negative. And if they get a chance to come out, walk through the cattle, look at us, see how we're doing it, the husbandry, like you said, they walk away with a different opinion than what they came on the yard with.
I agree 100%. Well, thanks for coming in today, Lee, and sharing all your news from the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association, and best wishes for the new year, and thanks for all the hard work that you do promoting beef.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.